Hi, it's Aaron Barnhart of the Kansas City Star, and this is my podcast. For more, visit tvbarn.com.
Let's go live now to Kansas City Star TV critic Aaron Barnhart. Thanks for being here, Aaron.
Hi, Veronica.
So what do you make of these combative comments that Sheen is making, not just today, but during previous radio interviews?
You know, it's so interesting to be doing this interview after watching the evening news tonight and learning that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi did an interview with ABC News, and I would use the same term to describe that interview that the State Department official used to describe Charlie Sheen's recent round of interviews, and that word is delusional. The difference here is that Charlie Sheen needs help, can get help before he causes any more harm to himself or potentially, according to experts who deal with manic behavior all the time, to those around him. But somebody's got to intervene, and clearly it's not going to be his publicist.
Now, to some viewers, he's always been something of a scary, troubled guy. To others, maybe who take life a little less seriously, he's this cool, living-on-the-edge kind of person, not to mention a sports fan. How much good will does Sheen have left?
I would say at this point, Dimitri, he will have goodwill from addicts and anybody else who has been there. This has moved beyond the pale of an entertainment story. None of the facts that you've heard reported today should be taken with anything more than a grain of salt. This has moved into, really, we're watching a very sick man living out his illness. And having his words sort of amplified by the tabloid media that have made a lot of hay out of it, and it's really time for people to turn off the camera lights and for somebody to go in and give Charlie the help that we overuse this phrase a lot, but he is in fact issuing several cries for help here.
Do you think his family will come to the rescue?
Well, it's interesting. A couple of weeks ago, I seem to recall that Martin Sheen was seeking some sort of court order so that he could be their ward, which is a very odd situation for a guy in his 40s to be in, to where his parents can claim that they need to take charge of his medical affairs. So it's sort of complicated legally. But yes, there are people around him who care. And the interesting thing, and I got this from Dr. Drew Pinsky, who gave a very smart interview on this to CNN yesterday. But Charlie is going to look back on this when he comes down from this manic episode. And he's going to look around at the people that he was closest to, the people who said they cared for him. And if they didn't take action now, if they didn't intervene to get him the help that he needs, he's going to be upset at them because he needs them right now.
Let's talk about the serious business of Hollywood. Do you think Two and a Half Men will ever be back? And what would that show be without Charlie Sheen?
Well, see, I think that's why CBS went to shut down this show, Dimitri. I mean, I think that this was an effort to give Charlie an opportunity to get help right now. And that is the first concern. I mean, yes, CBS will lose $250 million, but really what they're going to be doing is forfeiting $250 million in profit off of what is the most profitable comedy on television right now, both on the air on CBS and in reruns.
And it's very tough to predict the near future, let alone the long term. But do you think Charlie Sheen can come back in some way? I don't know that anybody would hire him right this minute. But let's say the Two and a Half Men does go by the wayside, he disappears for a while. Show business has a way of letting you come back, albeit if you look at Mickey Rourke as an example, it takes time and it can be very tough.
Sure. No, I'll go along with that. I think what's more troubling is that Charlie has been in and out of rehab. He knows how to manipulate people who run rehab programs. He's a very smart guy. I mean, he was using that talk about curing himself with his mind. He thinks he's in control of the situation, and he's using his previous rehab experiences to sort of put up his defenses this time. That's going to make him a very tough nut. And to get him, this next rehab effort that he has ahead of him is going to be a very daunting one. And you worry that he'll never get to come all the way back the way, say, Robert Downey Jr. did.
Kansas City Star TV critic Aaron Barnhart.